I'm Mark Mallett. Welcome to The Now Word for February 14th, 2016. Well, it's now day five of our Lenten retreat. And, you know, by the way, I have to mention to you, I'm sorry, I've actually realized I'm a day behind whenever I've been saying the date, I think on some occasions. So today I've caught up to myself. Happy Valentine's, St. Valentine's Day to all of you, your lovebirds out there. So are you still with me? It's day five of our retreat, and I'm certain many of you are probably struggling in these first days to stay committed. It's always a spiritual battle when it comes to doing God's will, but take that maybe as a sign perhaps that this retreat is needed maybe more than you realize. I can certainly say that I need it for myself. Well, as we continue now, today we are expanding the vision of what it means to be a Christian and who we are in Christ. And this is our last day, in a sense, of really creating and forming that vision of what it means to be a Christian and where we're going with it. Now, two things happen when you and I are baptized. The first is that we're cleansed of all sin, and particularly original sin. The second is that we become a new creation in Christ. As St. Paul taught, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. It's such a beautiful thing that God does in baptism. You know, he just doesn't put us through a car wash. He makes us new from the inside out. And that's the key word, from the inside out. You know, the Catechism teaches, in fact, that when we're baptized, that a believer is essentially divinized by sanctifying grace. And grace is a participation in the life of God. It introduces us into the intimacy of Trinitarian life. So when we're baptized, we come right into the life and love and exchange of that love between the three persons of the Holy Trinity. And this free gift of grace, it enables us to then to become partakers of the divine nature and of eternal life. So listen, it should be clear that becoming a Christian is not a matter of joining a club, but becoming an entirely new person. And this isn't automatic. I think we all realize this. It's not automatic. It requires our collaboration. It requires that we allow and cooperate with the Holy Spirit in order for grace to transform us more and more into the image of God in which we were created. As St. Paul taught, those whom he foreknew, God also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And so that's the goal, to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And what does this mean? It means that the Father wishes to transform our inner man, as St. Paul calls it, or inner woman, more and more into Jesus. Now, this doesn't mean that God wishes to erase your unique personality and gifts, but rather to imbue them with the supernatural life of Jesus, who is love incarnate. You know, I often say to young people when I speak in high schools and elementary schools across North America, Jesus didn't come to take away your personality. He came to take away your sin that mars who you really are. Thus, brothers and sisters, the goal of baptism is not only your salvation, but to bring about within you the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, don't think of these virtues as high ideals or inachievable standards, you know, something way out there. Rather, see them as who God intended you to be from the very start. Anything less than that, and we're less than who we are really supposed to be. See, when you're standing there in a store to pick out a toaster, do you buy the floor model that is dented and missing buttons and without a manual? Or do you pick up the new one in a box? Well, of course you do. You're paying good money, and why should you settle for less? Or would you be happy with a broken one when you get home that you plug in and it goes up in a fizzle of smoke? I don't think so. But why is it then that we settle for less when it comes to our spiritual lives? Many of us, even after baptism, remain broken because no one has given us the vision to be any more than that. You see, baptism is the gift that enables us, you could say, to choose which toaster we want, to become holy or to simply stick with the broken floor model. But listen, God isn't satisfied with your heart being dented, your soul missing buttons, and your mind wandering without any kind of clear direction. Look at the cross. and see how radically God expressed his unhappiness with our brokenness. He's not satisfied with it. And this is why St. Paul says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be reformed in the newness of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God." You see, it's not automatic. Transformation comes when we begin to renew our minds by God's word, by the teachings of our Catholic faith, and conforming ourselves to the gospel. As I've said already in this retreat, brothers and sisters, it's as though this new interior man or woman is conceived within us at baptism. It is yet to be nurtured by the sacraments, formed by the word of God, and strengthened through prayer, so that we truly participate in God's life, becoming holy and salt and light to others in need of hope and salvation. This is what you and I were created for. And so, with St. Paul, I pray, may he grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. It's not enough to be a baptized cradle Catholic. It's not even enough, brothers and sisters, to go to Mass every Sunday. We are not partakers in a country club, but in the divine nature. And so St. Paul says, "Let us therefore leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity." And we talked about the path of this maturity yesterday. By entering into the good death, as the Catechism teaches, the way of perfection passes by way of the cross. There is no holiness without renunciation and spiritual battle. Spiritual progress entails the ascesis and mortification that gradually lead to living in the peace and joy of the Beatitudes. And the ascesis and mortification, it means essentially self-denial. And without that, there is no peace or joy, that of the Beatitudes. And so now, it's time for you and I to go deeper in this retreat, to begin to examine the practical ways in which we can strengthen and foster the inner self and begin to actualize the peace and joy of the Beatitudes. So let our Blessed Mother then repeat to you what St. Paul said to his spiritual children. "My children, for whom I am again in labor until Christ be formed in you." In summary then, the Father not only intends to cleanse us of sin through baptism, but to help us become a new creation, remade in the image of his Son. Therefore, says St. Paul, we are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. God bless you.